Hello again. Welcome to our show. It's me, Tiffany.
I'm Sam. 안녕하세요.
So last time we followed Ben and Alice around on their first day in Korea.
上次呢，我们和 Ben 跟 Alice 一起度过他们在韩国的第一天哦。
Yeah, and they got to eat bulgogi and kimchi. I remember bulgogi is Korean barbecue, and kimchi is the spicy cabbage. It sounds delicious, right?
Yeah，他们吃了 bulgogi 韩式烤肉和 kimchi 泡菜，哇，好羡慕哦！
Just thinking about it makes me drool.
对呀，都快要让我们流口水了。
So, Sam, do you remember where they are going next?
How can I forget？怎么可能忘记他们接下来行程呢？They're going to shopping，他们当然是要去逛街啦。
Right, they're also going to Myeongdong. There's a lot of shopping and fashionable stores.
对呀，他们要去有很多时髦商店的明洞逛街哦。
Yeah, I can't wait to see what they're going to do next.
Yeah, me too. 等不及想知道他们接下来要去哪里喽。
Sure, so let's take a look at our article and find out.
赶快来看一下今天的课文吧。
The Soul of Seoul.
I'm so stuffed, but I can't stop eating the spicy rice cake.
Take your eyes off that duck bokkeu and look ahead.
I see. So that beautiful building is Namdaemun?
Exactly. It is one of the four great gates from the Joseon Dynasty.
Amazing. Seoul is such a modern city, but it still has many traditional elements.
For sure. Well, there is just one more thing to do.
Buy some electronics?
You got it. Let's go to the Yongsan Electronics Market.
I heard it's the biggest 3C market in Asia.
It's the perfect place to find a great souvenir to bring home.
Rice cake. Rice cake. Jimmy's favorite Korean dish is spicy rice cakes. Jimmy's favorite Korean dish is spicy rice cakes. Building. Building. Frank works in the building across from the post office. Frank works in the building across from the post office. Gate. Gate. The guards check everybody's ID at the gate before the show starts. The guards check everybody's ID at the gate before the show starts. Modern. Modern. Many people depend on modern objects like smartphones and computers. Many people depend on modern objects like smartphones and computers. All right, so the article starts off with Alice saying, "I'm so stuffed, but I can't stop eating this spicy rice cake." All right, so stuffed means to feel really, really full. All the food is stuffed in your stomach, and that's how we get that word.
Okay, 单字 stuffed, stuff 呢作为动词呢有塞的意思哦。作为形容词 stuffed 则是被塞。例如说呢 ，stuffed toy 被塞得满满的玩具呢，就是大家常看到的填充玩具哦，这些玩偶啦。那这边呢 ，Alice 说呢，形容她自己 stuffed， 说的就是呢，食物把她的胃塞得满满的呢，也就是很饱的意思啦。所以呢，课文原句呢就可以翻译为“我好饱”，但是呢，这些辣年糕呢实在好吃，让我停不下来哦。
And another word we see here is rice cake, and it's a word power word. It's a type of dish made of flour and other stuff added together. In Chinese dishes, rice cakes are usually oval and flat. In Korean dishes, rice cakes are usually long and round.
Okay, rice cake, rice 呢指的呢就是米，那 rice cake 米蛋糕呢指的呢就是用米做的年糕啦。在台湾呢，我常看到年糕呢应该是 oval and flat 椭圆形，而且是平的，一片一片的。但是呢，在韩国呢，年糕则是 long and round， 长长圆圆的，跟在台湾不太一样哦。
That's right. In our word power sentences, Jimmy's favorite Korean dish is spicy rice cakes.Jimmy's favorite Korean dish is spicy rice cakes.
Jimmy 呢最喜欢的韩国菜就是 spicy rice cake, 辣年糕啦。
All right, let's take a look at our article again. In the article, Ben says, take your eyes off that tteokbokki and look ahead. Okay, so tteokbokki is Korean for rice cakes. There really is something so addicting about Korean food, right? It's spicy, but then you can't stop eating it.But Ben wants Alice to look at something in front of them.
Yeah, 这边 Ben 呢叫 Alice take her eyes off those tteokbokki, 叫她呢把眼睛离开那些 tteokbokki, 也就是韩式辣炒年糕。那这些辣炒年糕呢真是 so addicting, 好诱人啊，让人一吃停不下来。但是呢 Ben 呢要 Alice 诶暂停一下，看一下他们眼前的东西，嗯，是什么东西呢？
So Alice says, I see. So that beautiful building is Nandaemun.All right, and here we also see a word power word, building. Building, it's a noun and it means a structure, such as a house, church, factory, and so much more. Okay, and our sample sentence is, Frank works in the building across from the post office. Frank works in the building across from the post office.
哦，原来呢 ，Ben 呢要 Alice 看的东西啊是南大门。这边有单字 building。Tiffany 呢刚刚解释说呢 ，building 就是一个 structure， 一个构造，一个结构。什么样的构造呢？像是一个 house 房屋、church 教堂、factory 工厂等等等哦，这些呢都是 building 建筑物的意思哦。例句呢说到呢 ，Frank 在一个建筑物、一个大楼里面工作，什么样的大楼呢 ？Across from the post office， 邮局对面的那栋大楼。
Right, and then Ben says, exactly, it is one of the four great gates from the Joseon Dynasty. So, what is Nandaemun? Ben says it's one of the four great gates from the Joseon Dynasty, and gate is our word power word.G-A-T-E. It's a noun and it means a barrier with a door, such as a fence or wall, and that protects the things it surrounds. And our word power sentence is, the guards check everybody's ID at the gate before the show starts. The guards check everybody's ID at the gate before the show starts.
OK, 课文里面呢 ,Ben 继续说，他说 exactly, 正是哦，南大门呢就是这四个呢从朝鲜时代就留下来的伟大城门之一哦。Gate 呢这个名词呢就像是南大门这样一个城门哦。Tiffany 刚刚解释说呢是 a barrier with a door, 一个有门的屏障哦。比方说呢 a fence or a wall, 一个栅栏或是墙壁哦，用来呢保护范围里面的东西。那 gate 呢指就是这样一个大门或是出入口。我们看一下例句哦，他说呢，在表演之前呢 ，the guards check everybody's ID， 守卫呢查看每一个人的身份证哦 ，at the gate， 在大门口的地方。
Right, so let's continue reading our article. Alice then says, "Amazing, Seoul is such a modern city, but it still has many traditional elements. So, like Alice, I love visiting cities like that. Although everything is modernized, you can still find pieces of history all around."Okay, so here we see our word power word, modern. Modern, it means that something is up to date. It's very recent, such as the most recent technology, designs, or materials. And our sample sentence is, many people depend on modern objects like smartphones and computers.
Okay, 我们先来看一下刚刚讲到的单词 modern, 它是现代的意思。通常呢是用来形容 the most recent, 最近的最新的什么东西呢，像是 technology, 科技 design, 设计 or materials, 素材啊物件。那例句呢讲到说很多人呢 depend on, 依赖呢这些什么东西呢 modern objects, 现代的小玩意，例如什么 smartphone, 智慧手机或是啊 computer, 电脑。现在呢我们就了解了刚刚课文里哦 Alice 说到呢首尔啊是一个很现代的城市哦，但是呢它仍然保有了很多 traditional elements 这些传统的元素哦。嗯，是不是跟 Tiffany 一样呢，喜欢这样现代化但仍保有历史文化的城市呢？
嗯 That's definitely me. Alright, so next Ben then says, For sure. Well, there is just one more thing to do. Okay, so Alice and Ben went shopping. They visited some tourist sites, but Ben still has more in store for Alice. He says, there is just one more thing to do. I wonder what it is.
Yeah, me too. What else can they do? 对啊，他们已经吃过美食了，逛过街，看过古迹，还有什么可以做的呢？ OK, 课文中呢， Ben 呢先是回应刚刚 Ellie 说的话呢，他说 for sure, 这个意思呢就是啊，当然没错，他表示同意哦。然后呢又说到 there is one more thing to do, 还有一件事要做哦。嗯，是什么事呢？ Let's find out, 一起看下去吧。
Right, in the article, Alice says, buy some electronics?Oh, okay. So here, electronics means 3C products. Things related to computers that need electricity to work.
Okay, 这边呢 ,Alice 就问说哦，是不是要买 electronics 吗？那 electronic 名词呢，它是电子的意思哦。这边加上 S, 就是呢在说我们身边随处可见的这些电子产品啦，像是举凡电视、电话、电脑，这些需要 electricity to function, 这些呢需要电才能作用的产品呢，就是 electronics, 电子产品。
Right, in the article, Ben then says, you got it, let's go to the Yongsan electronics market. So yeah,Asia really is the place to buy electronics. In Korea, you can go to the Yongsan electronics market. I guess it's like Taiwan's Guanghua market.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, 课文呢接下来说到 You got it, 你说对了，没错，一起去龙山电子商场买电器产品吧。 Tiff, 你刚刚说的对哦，亚洲确实是个买电器用品的圣地哦。在韩国呢，你可以去刚刚提到的龙山电子商场，应该就很类似我们台湾台北的光华商场吧。
And Alice then replies, I heard it's the biggest 3C market in Asia. Okay, but Korea's is pretty special. Apparently, it's one of the biggest 3C markets in Asia. So again, 3C is another word to describe electronics.
Okay, Alice 呢，她说她听说啊，这个龙山电子商场是亚洲最大的 3C 卖场。这里说到呢 ,3C 呢就是指大家熟悉的这个 3C 产品，也就是刚刚提到的 electronics 电子产品哦。那 3C 是哪三个 C 呢？哦，基本上各种说法众说纷纭，一般比较被认可的应该是指 computer 电脑、communication 通讯产品和 consumer electronics 消费电子产品，例如电动玩具主机啊，这些很快就太旧换新的产品。
Right, and then Ben says in the article, it's the perfect place to find a great souvenir to bring home. Yeah, so if anyone in your family needs a new computer,camera or other 3C products, it could be a great place to shop.
Yeah, okay, Ben 呢这边说到哦，这里呢是购买 souvenir, 纪念品带回家最好的地方哦。如果呢你正好想买一台新相机啊、新电脑或是其他 3C 产品，这里呢绝对是个好去处。
Korea is truly an amazing place, huh?
Yeah, really, 韩国真是个好地方啊。
We really need to find the time to visit.
Yes, we have to, 得找时间走走看看啊。
Okay, guys, we'll take a short break and be back to wrap up our article. Wow, so it seems like Ben and Alice are really having a fun time in Korea.
对啊，看起来 Ben 跟 Alice 在韩国度过了非常愉快的时光哦。
Yeah, they got a chance to eat delicious Korean food, such as bulgogi and rice cakes, or what other, Korean food do you think they probably tried?
对啊，他们刚吃了我们刚刚介绍的这些美味的韩国料理啊，例如 bulgogi 韩国烤肉，还有 rice cake 炒年糕。我还想到刚刚他们还讲了一个 tteokbokki。
Ah, right.
Yeah, I think they also eat that as well.
And kimchi, of course.
Yes, 泡菜。Yeah.
Okay, so not to mention they were shopping. Alice shopped for clothes and electronics.
对啊，不得不提哦，他们还要去逛街哦。Alice 买了好多新衣服跟电子产品哦。
So if you were to visit Korea, what do you want to do the most?
For me, probably get some electronics, like a new smartphone. Huh? 可能会买个新手机吧。Since Korea is so famous for its 3C products, 毕竟韩国的 3C 产品这么有名哦。
Right. Well, for me, okay, besides eating, I'm a girl, so of course, I want to go shopping.
Yeah, of course.
Okay? And I always want to try the local food.
Yeah, totally. 除了逛街闲逛之外，当然要尝到地的韩国美食哦。I want to visit Korea so bad. 好想去韩国哦。
So What are we waiting for? Let's go to our travel agency and book our tickets now.
Yeah, 对啊，心动不如马上行动咯。
So we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye bye.
I'm going to write you a prescription for some sleeping pills.
I'm going to write you a prescription for some sleeping pills.
Hi, I'm Eunice. 现在学生压力真的很大呢，有时候压力大到还会失眠，甚至造成隔天精神不济，这样真的很糟糕呢。今天 A Plus 小聚会要来跟大家分享的句子是I'm going to write you a prescription for some sleeping pills. I'm going to write you a prescription for some sleeping pills. 意思是我会帮你开一些安眠药的处方。处方签的英文是 prescription。而开处方签的时候通常是用写的，所以动词用 write 就可以咯。那医生所开的安眠药就叫做 sleeping pill。pill 就是药丸的意思。所以从字面上来看就可以很清楚知道 sleeping pill 就是安眠药的意思咯。那现在我们来复习一下今天的句子吧。I'm going to write you a prescription for some sleeping pills. A Plus 小聚会 ,see you next time, bye.
I'm going to write you a prescription for some sleeping pills.
I'm going to write you a prescription for some sleeping pills.
咦 ,special effects or special effects?
哪个才是正确的拼法呢?
Do you know the difference between effect and effect? If not, don't worry. Even native speakers can get the words confused. 其实只要记得一下重点就好咯。重点一 ,effect 比较常当作动词来用而 effect 比较常以名词来用哦。So effect is generally used as a verb, while effect is mostly used as a noun. 重点二其实啊这个名词的 effect 以及动词的 effect 刚好都有影响的意思，所以其实它们意思是一样的，只是词性不同要注意。所以如果我要说这个雨天总是会影响我的心情，我可以这么说 The rain affects my mood. 或者你也可以说 The rain has a great effect on my mood. 所以要注意词性哦，你可以用 affect something or somebody or have an effect on something or somebody 来表示对某人或是某事有影响。另外 effect 当作名词还有效果的意思哦，像是 special effect特效，或者是 domino effect， 也就是骨牌效应，还有温室效应 greenhouse effect。再补充一个小知识，或许大家可能有听过，有部电影就叫做 butterfly effect， 蝴蝶效应。不过你知道这个片语是什么意思呢？ The term butterfly effect is the idea that a very small change in one part of a system can have large effects in other parts.也就是指系统中某处的微小变化可能在其他地方会产生非常大的影响哦，是不是很有趣呢？
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以特效它其实是名词的用法，所以我们要用 effect E-F-F-E-C-T， effect 则是当作动词来用。
The soul of soul.
I'm so stuffed, but I can't stop eating this spicy rice cake.
Take your eyes off that duck bo ki and look ahead.
I see. So that beautiful building is Namdae Moon?
Exactly. It is one of the four great gates from the Joseon Dynasty.
Amazing.Seoul is such a modern city, but it still has many traditional elements.
For sure. Well, there is just one more thing to do.
Buy some electronics?
You got it. Let's go to the Yongsan Electronics Market.
I heard it's the biggest 3C market in Asia.
It's the perfect place to find a great souvenir to bring home.
Rice cake. Rice cake. Jimmy's favorite Korean dish is spicy rice cakes. Jimmy's favorite Korean dish is spicy rice cakes. Building. Building. Frank works in the building across from the post office. Frank works in the building across from the post office. Gate. Gate. The guards check everybody's ID at the gate before the show starts. The guards check everybody's ID at the gate before the show starts. Modern. Modern. Many people depend on modern objects like smartphones and computers. Many people depend on modern objects like smartphones and computers.